Hello, my name is Jane Wangari Karago Odongo. I am welcoming you to part two of our conversation regarding my book In Foreign Lands, but also regarding our experiences as immigrants who are living in foreign lands. So this program is known as Foreign Lands. Now, this is our second session, and I would like to say a few things which will tie into what we talked about last week. We are talking about experiences of people who have moved from their countries, and I'm talking about developing countries, and they have moved on to a developed country, and they have moved on they have moved into these countries to settle and live there. But I also cannot ignore or forget the other people in diaspora who are leaving their countries and going to work in the Middle East. That is also North Africa and the Middle East. That is also a crucial community, is a crucial number of people that is going there as well. And in my book, In Foreign Lands, in my program here known as Foreign Lands, we are talking about what we do when we go to foreign lands. And I'm looking at mainly how are we planning our lives? How are we making sure that we are being successful in the foreign lands? How are we taking advantage of the options that are available there? And how are we making sure that we are successful? I can let you know now, I have taken a master's degree in immigration and settlement studies in Canada, and I have realized that the African people, the black population coming from Africa living in diaspora, is not doing as well as other groups that are coming from immigrant sending populations. And I'm looking at the Asian population, and when I say Asia, I'm including South Asians, and this group is Indians, the way we know it in Africa. So the Indians are doing well. The Chinese is another population, and actually both the Indians and the Chinese have the highest population of immigrants in this country. Just recently, the South Asian population has surpassed the East Asian population. So actually, the South Asian population is about 1.3 million, and in the country, in Canada, 1.3 million. The East Asian, that is the Chinese and all other countries living in the East Asia, Eastern Asia, are 1.2 million. The African population in the entire country, any person who self-identifies as black, and actually this includes the Caribbean, the people who live on the islands, on the Caribbean islands, people in the African continent and the islands, and I'm talking sub-Saharan Africa, so I'm not talking about the North Africans. So we are about 900,000 in the entire country. So this is from Stats Canada. We are not as many as we think we are. We are indeed a very minority population in Canada. We are 2.9, almost 3% of the population is black. And in Ontario, which has a majority of this population, we are about 3.9%. So another percent of black people or African or people of African descent are living more in the province of Ontario. Anyways, I'm going to have a short description of my book, but this also have some information that I want us to think about. So, description. Success in immigration is relative, depending on who you talk about. I have spoken to many immigrants from all walks of life, and I share my analysis from their responses and from my own experience as an immigrant. I am looking at success as defined by the immigrants themselves. Imagine moving to a new country. You know no one. Everyone is so different. From the direction of traffic, you remember when you're like, the vehicles are coming from the wrong side, you know, because you drive on a different side. It seems like the bus has the door on the wrong side. You are now self-conscious. And you start to self-doubt, you know, all the self-doubts begin to flood you. Why does everyone look so different? Why is everyone moving so fast? Where are they going? Why are they not talking to you? They look angry. Are they angry? Culture shock. All the doors in the shops are locked. That's what you think. You call them shops and you think they are locked because you're used to having doors wide open, like the whole door wide open, and there's a shopkeeper there. If you go to even a supermarket, the small supermarkets in your country, the doors are open. So you ask yourself, do they not want people to come in and buy? You know, and then you think, you know what, this place is perfect. It is your dream. You have arrived. Everyone back home wished you well. Some may have been a bit jealous of you. You are the lucky one. You give them all your belongings, your best clothes, the toys you loved most, your furniture, all the local money to the very last cent. You gave them at the airport, like, you know what, you emptied your pockets. You sold your house, your property. You needed cash to come and have a fresh start in the land, which is flowing with milk and honey. You quit your high-paying job. You remember your international job? You gave your blue Peugeot car to your brother. Remember? You are abroad now. You will buy a brand new one in your dream country, in the land of your future. In the foreign land, everything is a bit different and strange. You feel fear, confusion, and sense of loss. Here you are in a land surrounded by unfamiliar settings. No friend or relative. You are alone. You are on your own. You're lost. Nothing is like what you had expected or envisioned. No, it cannot be. You are full of hope. You have faith. And you made the right decision to leave your country. People back home have high expectations of you. People with optimistic words of encouragement tell you that it will get better. You know that it is true. But the ambiguity lies in the how and when. When you call home, you pretend that all is well. How can you tell people back home that you are unemployed? You, a PhD holder. You, a PhD holder, a scientist who lived in a 5-bedroom house, and you had the services of a driver, a gardener, a housekeeper, and a guard at your gate. You are now a security guard. that you are now a butcher working in a large meat factory, and that with a medical degree, you are cleaning offices. Are you tired of feeling like you are pulling a heavy load all the time on a path that seemingly has no end? This is a question I have for you. These are the questions that I have for you. Are you done feeling like you're stuck on a treadmill that leads to nowhere? You have to adapt to the new ways of life, to all these new, strange, and foreign ways. Who are you? Nobody cares about who you used to be. Your whole past is gone. It has been eclipsed, and there is nothing you can do about it. Full of nostalgia, homesickness, you feel trapped, apprehensive on your next course of action. You continue to remain hopeful. You're apprehensive, but you're still hopeful. How do you explain to people back home your new predicament? Can you tell them the truth? You weren't born to just pay bills and die. The truth? You have the capacity for greatness inside you, far beyond what you are currently achieving. Are you not the chosen one? The lucky one? The lucky one? The blessed one? You are in USA. You're in Canada. You're in Australia. Come on. You're in Great Britain. You are in Europe. You are in all one of these great Western countries. Now, I ask you to join me as I unfold the powerful and yet simple changes that you can make to be and to do great things. If these questions apply to you, 1 year in your new country, join me as I unfold the powerful and yet simple changes you can make to be and to do great things. If the above questions apply to you. Okay, I'm asking you to join me to read my book, but also to listen to the programs, to the lessons that I'm going to talk about, I'm going to have 12 series of this talk, and I would like you to tune in every day, same time, and you will hear more that I have put together. You will hear more that I have put together for you, my audience. I have spoken to over 300 people about their experiences in immigration. I've spoken to people in Canada, in the USA, and in the Great Britain. People that I know, people that I do not know, who have moved from Africa and are living here. And they have shared with me their experiences. I am also a community developer, and I've done this work for 10 years, working mainly with immigrants. So I know what is going on. I have studied immigration and settlement for my master's degree, and I understand what the policies are and what goes on. I am also a counselor. I work with people, and a lot of people who end up in my office are immigrants. I'm also an instructor, a language instructor, so I'm a teacher. I'm a community educator. I'm an author of a play that has been converted into a video. I'm also an author of the book In Foreign Lands. So what I'm telling you now is that 1 year into your new country, are you tired of complaining about the difference between back home and here? Are you talking the good stuff there and the bad stuff here? 2 years later, where is here and where is there? Statistics say that many immigrants get settled or adopted into their new country in 5 to 9 years. In these sessions and the series of this program, I would like you to learn how to beat the statistics, break free from the grip of remnants, the self-pity that is holding you back from your greatest accomplishment, and discover the immensity of your ability in the new country. Yes, you will be successful. You will be proud of yourself and your children. You will attain your dreams. Many immigrants like you have achieved their dreams in the new country. They have returned to school and acquired higher education. They hold high-paying jobs. They are investing in real estate, in different kinds of booming businesses. They are working for the various governments. Their children are achieving good education. They are taking lead positions in their circles of life. They have the opportunity to work in all sorts of professions, in different fields and industries. They are buying homes in their first year of full-time employment. They are happy in their new land. They are settled. They have redefined the idea of home, and they have found harmony with here and there. So, my good people, my audience, I would like you to continue listening to this program. We will talk about your experience in the foreign land. We will talk about the options that you have to be successful. They say that for every immigrant that comes into this country or any new country, the person who picks them up from the airport, or the person who kind of welcomes them into the new country, determines what kind of an immigrant they're going to be. That should not be the case. It is a good idea. We are Africans and we help each other. But the reality is there are many resources that you can access so that you are successful in this country. There are many ways of being successful, and we are going to talk about them. Do not be afraid to ask questions. Do not be afraid to access any resources that are available. So we will talk about it in my next session. I invite you to think about financial success as an immigration. I would like you to think about success for your children in the country that you have immigrated to. I would also like you to think about planning for your retirement. I have said time and time again that when immigrants come to this country, they come here late. Therefore, they do not have enough time to acquire enough money for their retirement. When we come here at age 45, at age 37, at age 50, we are starting from the scratch. We are behaving like the 18-year-old that has finished high school. We are starting from the bottom. We are writing our first resume. we are presenting our very fast resume. We are learning how to use the bus. We are going back to driving school at age 50. When we finally get a job, we have to start saving for our retirement. Yet, we are taking care of our children, and we remove them from our country of birth to bring them here so they can have a better life. What are we doing? What do we have to do? We need to plan for our children. And most importantly, we need to plan for ourselves as immigrants and as newcomers into this country. Your children are growing up in a completely different environment. The money that they're going to make will not be enough to help you as a parent. Back home, you send enough money for your parents to eat and buy everything that they need, because the economy is completely different and the standards of living are different. You can afford to pay to send $100, $200, or $300 a month to your parents. When you're living here with your children when they are older, if they send you $300, that will not be enough for your food. They will not be able to take care of you. The hurt that you have as an immigrant who knows how to take care of their parents, your children might not have grown up with that culture. So they'll be, "Mom, why don't you go to work? Mom, why don't you apply for welfare? Mom, better sort yourself out. I cannot help you." Think about that. Think about how tight your children's budget is going to be. When you're in Canada, when you're in the US, when you're in Britain, when you are in Europe or Australia, when children go start their first job, or even their professional job, they will not be thinking about taking care of you. They will be thinking about getting married, putting a down payment on their first home. They will be thinking about children. They will be thinking about paying the daycare or for the daycare. They will not be thinking about giving mommy $300. That is too much. Their income does not allow that. You may have sent money home, but you most likely used your line of credit. You most likely used your credit, or you went to work to a second job and did 5 hours that gave you money to send home. If you're here, your children will not afford to take care of you, and you will not have enough money to survive here. You will not have enough money to live in your current home. You will be forced to move to a smaller home. You'll be forced to change your lifestyle. What else can you do? What other options are there so that you don't end so badly? What options are there? Have you thought about planning for your retirement? The money that your organization saves for you is not going to be enough. When you get older, you will move to an apartment building, an easy place to manage. Your mortgage will not have been paid off, so you will not give your home to your children as inheritance. Any money that comes from that house, you will have to save it and use it gradually to pay for your apartment, and in future to pay for your nursing home. As you get older, you move into a more assisted nursing home and you need to pay more money for that. So if you're paying $1,500, if you're paying $1,500 for your four-bedroom house, when you retire, you will not be able to pay $1,500 for your home. You will not have that money, which because you're going to have to pay hydro, you're going to have to pay water, you're going to have to pay for your utilities. Therefore, you will downsize and move into a smaller house. When you move into a nursing home, you will need $2,500 to pay for your bed or your room. As you get older, you will need to pay even more for the assistance. When you get really old and you want to live in a decent place, you will pay even more. Your children will not pay $1,000, will not give you even $1,000 to add into your home care. So plan, think about it. How about going home? Everyone says, I'm not going to a nursing home, I'm going back to my country. That is very well said. Let us stop here and we'll talk about the rest next week. Just think about what I have said. Is this your story or not? Do you feel this is where you are at? Are you new to Canada? Your story doesn't have to be this. You can do better. Find out the resources that are available in this country. As a community developer working in Ottawa, I can give you ideas and sources of community resources available in the country. So I'm talking about resources that can help you plan. Don't wait to be 45 or 46 or 52 to plan your life. Start immediately and you will thank yourself for it. So again, this is Jane Wangare Karago Odongo with In Foreign Lands. I'm an author of a book with the same title, In Foreign Lands. I'm also a community developer, a counselor, and a motivational speaker. So please tune in again next week to this program. And we shall continue where we left, and we will continue to talk about how you can attain your dream, how you can be financially successful in your dream country. Okay, thank you. Bye.